Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, How to Interpret Scripture. Lesson 1. The Uniqueness of the Bible. Tuesday, the Bible as prophecy. The Bible is full of prophecies, words of wisdom. And we find words which prophesy something. As Jesus said, "Now I tell you what will happen before it happens, so that when it has happened, you will remember. Yes, he has already said it in advance, so that you will believe in my words. I tell you in advance, before anything happens, that you will be surprised that it happens like that, as I have told you." So therefore he told them about the crucifixion, and they dreamed of a king, and they ministers in Israel, and so on. And he told them about the opposite. On the day of crucifixion, Jesus prayed, "Oh my Lord, why have you forgotten me?" Psalm 22. Why did he pray this psalm, especially this one? Because in this very Psalm 22, there is a description of the crucifixion 1,000 years before it happened. This is prophecy. Oh, what a book. This is a book. It's unique among all the literature in this world. 1,000 years in advance. And then you hear, "They've pierced my hand and feet. They surround me, look down on me," and so on. Amazing, amazing. Or Philip, the diakon, he's in Jerusalem and gets the command by the Holy Spirit, "Get up, go down to Gaza." That's over there. And it's lonely, the Spirit tells him. It's lonely there. And he should go there. What for? Of course. That was the command, so off he goes. And then he waits. And then a coach comes by. And a minister of finances of Ethiopia, he's on board, reading Prophet Isaiah. He's bought this book in Jerusalem. Now he's reading aloud Isaiah 53 about the Lamb of God, which is killed for the sins of the people. And when this coach comes by with this minister of finances on it, the Spirit tells Philip, "Come closer." So he comes closer to the carriage, and then he asks, "Are you able to understand what you are going to read here?" "Of course not. I need someone who is the interpreter." "Get up." So he's on this couch with the minister and explains him the Bible, this passage, that Jesus had to be killed. And it was told in advance 700 years before. And a man was impressed and wanted to be baptized, came back to Ethiopia, told the queen about it. And hundreds and thousands became Christians. And when 2,000 years later, Italian soldiers in the before the Second World War started, in the 1930s, occupied Ethiopia with the help of German troops flying down from the aeroplanes with parachutes. When these Italian soldiers came to Ethiopia, they were so surprised to find Christians celebrating the Sabbath day. Ewiser. Because this minister of finances in Ethiopia had brought this message to Ethiopia. Because in those days, the Sabbath was the holy day. It was changed by the Roman Church 300 years later. This church in Ethiopia was older than the one what the Romans created. What wonderful prophecies. It's great to read them, isn't it?